This is Yitz Novak, and we are learning Masechta Bava Basra. We're in the Perek Beis, the second Perek, seventh Mishnah. Mishnah Zayin reads, Marchikin Esa Ilan Min Ha'ir Eser V'chamesh Amo. You have to distance a tree from a city 25 amos. The reason being that these trees are leafies, and it causes aesthetic damage, and the townspeople shouldn't have to be cluttered by big trees, and they should be able to just have a nice air to be able to just breathe in and be able to see wherever they want to see. So the Mishnah is teaching us that that damage is it will require one to distance 25 feet almost from the city. Mishnah continues with the theme of the parak in terms of how far we have to be distancing things, and it teaches us that different trees, specifically the charuv and the shikma, the carob and the sycamore tree, as a result of their leaves and their branches extending further than the average tree, you have to distance it 50 amos. Abishal Omer. Abishal teaches us, Kol ilan srak, any non-fruit-bearing tree, that requires also 50 amos. And the reason being is that the point of a tree for it to have fruit, it's nice, it's appropriate, but it's unbecoming for just an ilan srak, a tree that doesn't produce any fruit near a town. And I suppose that it would be devaluing, or it would take away from the image of the town if it's there, and therefore that appearance has a monetary value for the town, and therefore you have to distance it 50 amos. If it's too close, that would be a problem. The Mishnah continues, Im ha'ir kadma, if the tree came after the town, kotzeitz v'eino nosein dam, if somebody puts a tree, or if there's a tree within 50 amos of the town, you have to cut it down, and the townspeople who cut it down don't have to pay for the tree. However, if the im ilan kadam kotzeitz v'nosein damam, if there's a tree within 50 amos of the town, and originally the tree was farther than 50 amos, but the town extended, then the owner of the tree has to get reimbursed for by the townsfolk who cut it down. Safek zeh kadam, safek zeh kadam. If they're not sure which came first, kotzeitz v'nosein damam. You cut it down, and you don't pay for the value of the tree, and the reason why is because it's a suffix, and when we have a suffix, you don't have an obligation to pay back. Perek Beis Mishnah Ches, the eighth Mishnah in the Perek, continues on the theme of the Perek of how much distance does there have to be placed between items and adjacent areas. Marchikin goren kavua min ha'ir chamishin ama. A fixed threshing floor has to be distanced 50 amos from the city, and the reason being that is because a threshing floor has typically large piles of grain, and they're winnowed and shoveled, and in order to separate the grain from the chaff, and on a windy day, that can be blown up to 50 amos, and the idea being that we wouldn't want the chaff to is being swept away to either injure people physically or to fall on people's property and possibly damage the property. Therefore, you have to keep 50 amos away. Lo yasa adam goren kabua b'soch shalo el imkein yesho chamishim amo l'chol ruach. And just like a dovecote, where a person wants to have a private dovecote, he has to separate 50 amos from any of his neighbors and have an adjacent property. So too, if a person wants to have a fixed threshing floor, a personal fixed threshing floor, they wouldn't be allowed to do so unless there be 50 amos from any adjacent property in any direction. Umarchik me netiosav shachavero umeniro kide shelo yazik. And furthermore, he'd have to distance it from the plantings of his neighbors and from the plowed over areas, the scorched fields, so it shouldn't damage them either. And it would appear that the Mishnah is telling us, even if it has to be more than 50 amos, one would have to distance themselves from the threshing floor, because the threshing floor, the whole operation of shifting the chaff from the grain, they're just going to blow away and go extra distance to make sure that both the area plowed over and the trees and the plants are not damaged throughout this process.